we'll start the next. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5:34 on Monday, the 15th of March, year 2021. And this is the continuation of the Town of Currie Beach Emergency Management Meeting that has been extended now for, I believe, 12 months. May I please have a motion to continue?
Make a motion to continue the emergency meeting for COVID.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had some discussions in this area. We have had some darker times that we have gone through, and it seems like things are getting better. I'm going to give you some numbers. Hopefully you're familiar with the new direction by the governor, and I will also ask Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Hegler, to tell us how the local conditions are for the local hospital. But if we just start with the state of North Carolina, in 2015, the hospitals had 1,941 patients. As of 3/15, there's 976 patients. That's a significant reduction. That's good news. Cases were 824,300. They are now at 886,200. So the COVID germ virus, whichever you wish to call it, is still out there, and it is still making individuals ill. Of the 886,000 cases, the presupposed recovered are 874,000. The new cases last month were 2,458. In this month, it's been 1,337. So they've been approximately cut in half. Our county was red in January, orange in February, and we are now yellow, which is the lowest rating, or the highest rating, meaning the best rating, let's put it that way, for the state counties. For New Hanover County, as of 2/15, there were 138 deaths. As of 3/15, there are 157 deaths within our county. The number of cases was 15,066. It is now 16,900. The daily positive rate is now down around 5.2% from the 7.7%. That's another significantly good point. As far as 28449 Currie Beach, last month, as of 2/15, we had 69 cases over the period of the entire disease. That has grown to 74. 28428, there were 441 in Carolina Beach and area. That has grown to 499. And 28412 across the bridge has grown from 2540 to 2801. So there are very positive signs here. Hospitalizations are down. The percent positive is down. The deaths, thank God, are down. But we're not out of the woods. So as everybody gets relaxed and comfortable, I suggest you continue to follow the protocols. Some of them have been loosened up, but I suggest you continue to follow them. The area, the age that is still continuing to see the most number of cases is 25 to 49. So with that, do you have anything to add, Mr. Hegler?
No, so just New Hanover County Regional Medical Center continues to report positive trends as well. They're down to their average daily number of COVID-19 patients. Last week was 29, and if you think how big a hospital it is, that's really great. Remember, the whole strategy for this event, unfortunately, was just to not overwhelm the hospitals. And it looks like, at least right now, we're in the right place for that. Vaccination is another positive. So as of last week, I was looking for the date on this webpage, but 62,229 vaccinations have been given in our area. That's the ones tracked by New Hanover Regional Medical Center and the associated providers. Vaccinations continue to occur. I encourage everyone to consider a vaccination and get it as soon as you can. I know there are people that don't feel positive about vaccination, but I encourage you, when your time comes, to do that for yourself and for your family and for your neighbors. We continue to do the same protocols within the town, and I'd recommend we continue those for the near future as well. So Town Hall remains closed to open work, as are each of our departments. Our town staff is continuing to interface with our customers and provide the level of support that we're used to in the town. But we don't want to get sloppy at the end and end up with an outbreak either within town staff or from someone's family because we get too close to the end. So I encourage you to consider vaccination, consider following, and continue to follow the precautions that you have been following. This got us to where we are now. No recommendations for council from emergency management, sir.
Any other comments from individuals on the council?
No, sir.
John? No?
Yeah.
Okay. If there are any comments on the emergency activities, feel free to ask them. We'll wait a few moments.
Star 6 to get off mute if you're on mute.
Okay, with luck and providence, I guess we can hope that this continues to go down and we continue to exercise the right directions. There are some new things that have come out from the governor. I would encourage people to go look at them. I don't think we need to go over them here specifically. There are some changes in the town relative to bars and things that can open and stay open longer. Alcoholic drinks can be served longer, etc. With that, do I have any motion to continue this meeting to next council meeting?
Nikki, do you have something? I think Nikki had some stuff.
Oh, sorry, Nikki.
That's
I missed
just,
it.
Something quick about the public restrooms. So per our policy, we switched from the ones under the pavilion back to the public building this week being open and having the cleaner, like we've been using a cleaning company to clean those throughout the pandemic, so they would switch back to the cleaning the public restroom, I'm assuming the two times a day that they were doing prior if council wishes. But I was hoping we could continue to have them cleaning the restrooms under the pavilion as well, at least once a week, as we have classes and rentals and they just get bugs under the door and people who use the bathroom in the cubby holes as well. To continue that.
Mm-hmm. So we just need the financial impact so Arlen can tell us how to, where it goes in the budget, right?
They have been charging $400 a month to clean the restrooms under the pavilion once a day. So once a week, I guesstimated would be about $75 a month to do that. But I can get a quote.
I think that's all we need, right?
From my perspective, we're not finished with this.
Right. No, I agree with you.
Right.
The public restroom is $800 a month, and that's twice a day.
And the public restroom.
We'll be resuming back to that one. Definitely.
Right. And the public restroom is not something that, well, our locals do use it. They do use it when they're down at the beach, but there are a lot of people use that restroom that nobody knows. I for one, am in favor of letting
no,
it
I am
continue.
Too. Just Arlen needs to tell us the budget because
yeah.
It's.
Yeah. All right.
Please hit mute.
Yeah. You're not muted, sir. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm in favor as well. I think work with Arlen and bring it back to us.
Yeah.
But we just have to know how much we're spending when we approve stuff.
I think it's needs to be done.
There's a few items in our current public restroom policy that need addressed as well that don't really match. Like they close at 4 and 5 p.m. during hours that are like shoulder season, when especially once paid parking comes into effect and people come at free hours, like I feel like they'll be busy. So we're going to look into that in the next month and bring back some recommended changes to the overall policy as well.
Sure. Okay. Right now, those are the public ones are only open on weekends?
Or? They are open every day until 5 p.m. per the policy. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Thanks for reminding us. Do I have a motion to continue at next town council, or you want to do something else?
I'll make a motion that we continue the emergency meeting till 5:30 on April the 19th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes. Thank you all. We'll be back for the town council meeting at 6 o'clock.